Good morning, noon, and night, everybody. It's Queen, and I'm back with another episode of Big Facts. What's up? What's up? What's going on?
What do you do, baby?
I'm trying to fix myself real quick.
God.
And make sure I got my phone on what I need my phone to be on so I won't have no interruptions and all of that. Let me check myself. All right.
Melanin.
All right. I hope you guys are having a great morning, noon, and night. I'm glad that you guys are listening right now. Thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it. And I am not alone today. So whoop, whoop, because y'all know I hate being alone. I hate being by myself.
I hate being alone.
You also know that I do not introduce anyone, so I will let the young man introduce himself. Let the people know who you are, sir.
Hello, how y'all doing today? God bless. It's your man's love. You see, this is my sexy voice. I gotta put my sexy voice in here today. How y'all doing?
What is your name? What's your name?
Lo. I'm going by alias today.
Lo?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I can do that. Alias. Or whatever. I use many of those. So how are you doing? How's life been going since quarantine?
Life's cool. You know, real routine. It becomes repetitive. You know, I've been into a lot of industrious events lately. Yeah, that's a good word. Industrious.
Events?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You basically have been working hard on a lot of things.
Okay, yeah. So whatever that is. You've been working hard on what? Tell the people what you're doing, because you got
I'm studying for my LSAT right now, and in the midst of the quarantine, I am finding any means to make any money.
That means he sells. No, I'm kidding. He sells ass. I mean, I'm just kidding. I mean, dick. I mean, well, shit. No, that's not what he does either.
I.
He said he's good at oral. That's what he said. I mean, he told me that before I pressed play.
I'm a trainer at Mookie's Intensity Training.
I ain't gonna do it, but I want y'all to do it. If you haven't already, or if you guys are not familiar with Mookie, you can follow him at Mookie Immature. And he does comedy and skits and things like that. You know, I like to show love to everybody who's doing something. And if you hear a young lady laughing and giggling in the background, that's Rakia, and she does nails. And she's about to do lashes and everything like that. So everything will be in the... Yeah, nails mostly. Yeah, nails mostly. Don't bring them musty, crusty feet to my sister. She don't want to do those.
She has I am the new masseuse partner that she has. We're turning it into a whole spa thing going on, but we're going to disclose that information later. We're getting it all together. Just we got to get the paperwork done.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't really trying to be too illegal out here. You know what I'm saying? Get shut down and things. But I will put her at under the description as well. If you guys are in the Charlotte or North Carolina area and you guys need y'all's nails done, then y'all can come, because I know it's a hard time. I've been driving around the whole North Carolina trying to find somebody to arch my eyebrows since they opened up a little bit of things. But I did not have any luck today. So for my video people, when you guys look at this, don't zoom in. But if you choose to, that's fine too, because at least I told y'all and I'm comfortable, okay? Even though I'm not too comfortable, but I'm comfortable enough. All right. So let's get this started. So I have a question. I have multiple questions, actually.
I got answers.
Now, don't be choking up, because you know I don't tell people what's going on.
I got answers.
Now, I'm a sorry, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to do it here, you feel me? I'll make it, you know what I'm saying? But do you have any hidden talents?
Hidden talents? Talents. Ooh, I'm not really a talented person. I really would say I can do stuff. I was a former athlete, but that as a talent, like, I don't play pianos. I can't sing. I was actually a very good double dutcher when I was a kid.
Okay,
then.
Miss Mary Mac. All dressed in black.
Yeah.
With silver, but hey, bitch, what a fuck it up. Yeah, okay, cool. So, double dutching. That's what they do in Cali, because you're from Cali?
I mean, that was always something. My older cousin, female cousins, they double dutched, and then
it was on the playground. You could play double dutch, like, you could get in there. It was cool because all the black girls had the cool songs. You ain't know the songs, but you could, you know, you can get busy. But that's a talent in my eyes. I mean, I could, you know, I play Madden, you know, like like any other nigga. Like any other nigga. Like,
nah, I play Madden. I'm good at Madden. You know,
that's what niggas did. Video games. Shit like that.
Is that your favorite video game? Madden. But you hoop though, right? Did you play football too?
Yeah, I played football. I ran track too.
Oh, you got some calf muscles on you.
I got, me and you got the same size legs.
Now you bullshitting with that one. You're a little bit more toned than me. I'm able to say that because I'm working on it. You know
I've actually
saying?
Been running though. Life been good, man. My wind is up. I'm ahead of my health right now, you know.
That's doing what good. I need to do. Yeah, so I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and she was just like, this nigga, one of the guys that she talked to, all he does is play the game now because quarantine and stuff. And she was like, I don't know if I like him anymore because now I see this side of him and I don't really want to fuck with that side because it's like, nigga, what are you doing? You just on the game all day.
You want attention all day. That's what it sounds like.
Nah, it ain't. I want attention all day or she want attention all day is the fact that why you on the game all day?
I mean, it's better than a mini amount of malicious hurt.
Why you can't do something else, though?
Like read a book or something?
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, niggas read books, too, but I just like to play video games because it's, I mean...
What's the last book you read?
The last book I read was actually The Spook That Sat By The Door. Y'all never heard?
That sounds interesting. Fact, when is that?
The podcast, I'm going to let y'all know, please, go read the book called The Spook That Sat By The Door. I don't want to... The author, I don't want to mess his name up.
Is it a black person?
Yes, it is. The funny enough, the book is in my trunk, but I ain't going to give you the spill on it, but it just shows you how to, you know, say the right things at the right times, at the right places.
And it's called The Spook That What?
The Spook That Sat By The Door.
Okay. The Spook That Sat By The Door.
Yeah, the analogy is real crazy. And you.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, is it like a play on fear or something?
No, it's not a play on fear. It just shows, the basis of the book is this young black man. Time span, I want to say the 80s. He was a young black man that was able to infiltrate through the CIA and cause a rebellion in the city of Chicago. But it has such a deeper meaning to it.
It will be Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, shit, no. But it was like the storyline, you know, and you got to think at that time, Chicago was like a heavily migrated city. Like a lot of people from Mississippi in the South and like Louisiana, they moved up to Chicago and stuff like that. Like I got people being from Compton, California. I got people from Chicago that moved to Los Angeles, heavily migrated cities, you know, and shit like that.
So what's the craziest? No, it's fine. You can do what you want on here. What's the craziest thing you've seen growing up in Compton?
Craziest thing. I mean, my mother actually was, let me go ahead and shout my mom out. She was the number one hustler in my life. My mom kept us out of a lot of trouble when she took care of us. So I'm not going to act like I was just in the streets and stuff like that. But from like what I've seen, I mean, I've seen bad, like my family dysfunctional. So I've seen bad family gatherings, but I wasn't over there with 40, 50 Crips and Bloods and shit in the middle of we wasn't on that type of shit. But craziest shit, sadly, crazy enough would be my, I ain't gonna dig too deep in it, but when my dad got murdered, that was probably one of the biggest.
And you seen it?
Like not eye to eye, but I was in the midst of the altercation. Mm. You know, so that was probably the most traumatic thing.
And it was he a part of something or was he like an innocent bystander?
My daddy was a stand up dude, but I mean he had his little gang ties. I ain't gonna shit on my daddy for
him. Yeah,
no.
I mean, everybody had a little bit of a daddy.
Yeah.
And I say that meaning like. Daddies be daddies. And like, you know what I'm saying? When we think about it now, our parents battled so much we never knew about you know what I'm saying? Because they trying to just make it better for us because I would say that one of my most traumatic experiences was watching my daddy die. Like, just the whole transition, it was just like...
Yeah, it shakes you.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You become a statistic.
And I done seen so many things in my life, but that was one of the things that like really... fuck with me more to where I was like not necessarily nightmares but it was like I wouldn't go to sleep because I was scared if I had nightmares from seeing it and that was like in a hospital. It wasn't like something that was like fucking he blew up in a million pieces or something like that but like and then what it was like guilt on us because we pulled the plug on him. So it was like a little bit I don't know, it's always something that's one of the things that kind of fuck with me when it come to like my parents and shit like that and what I've seen and stuff like that. That's why when certain things happen, I'm like, besides pleasure, like if I can get through seeing that and going through life with that situation, then I think I'm good. Mm-hmm. Like throw it at me, I think I'll be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
how many siblings do you have?
I got two on my mama's side and one on my daddy's side. So I'm the oldest on my daddy's side and I'm the middle child on my mama's side. So I got a younger brother named Max. He lives in Texas. I haven't seen him since he was 2. So he 19 now, so about 17 years. Oh, my goodness. About 17 years. But hopefully, you know, in my law school adventures, that maybe I'll move to Texas.
But you talk to him a lot, though, right?
Actually, quiet as kept. Like, we know we have our communication with each other, but it's like I'm very big on in person. Like, if I love you, I, like, show love. And I want you, like, I don't want to be no pen pal to you. Like, yeah. We talk amongst social media, but we not really calling each other on the phone because I want you to really understand, like, we ain't got our daddy, and that's between us. So it's like, I want to really be there for you. Like, when you see me, it's like, bro, like, I love you. I'm big bro, and I'm going to try to help you do whatever you can. He a young nigga, though. He get his little paper. Shout out to my little brother, Max. Little nigga get money, though.
What he be doing? What's your little brother be doing? You done coached him from the phone. Like, yeah, that's what you need to be doing.
Nah, that's internally. We get that from our
dad. Ain't he in Texas? I need to make a trip. Shout out to Ash. I'm going to see my big nigga.
Yeah, for real.
I got to go. She's in Dallas, though, but.
Nah, that's my brother's stay. He stay out on the outskirts.
We got to make a trip.
Y'all don't even know where my brother
is. Yeah, no. You ain't got to give all the information, but we need to make a trip.
For real.
Because I still got my stuff on credit
from when the quarantine happened. I fuck with Texas.
I had a great time in Texas, man. Like. And I didn't travel many places, and not as many as I want to, but I think Texas might be one of my favorites.
I was talking to the homegirl for a Coleman couple that actually lives out here in Charlotte. They're cool people. Shout out to Mo and Simone. They used to live in Houston. They got this thing called rodeo. It's the biggest rodeo in the world. And they like it's like hella tents, and they just like got hella big ass tents with free lick, food, no events.
It's like a tailgate type thing.
No, not like tailgate without the tailgate, but all day. It's like a festival all week. Like it's like a big carnival festival type shit, like or a big rodeo though. But then you got like you know the big tents, and it'd be multicultural. Some Mexicans got their own tent, black people, and then it could be more mixed with whites and blacks, and it's just bigger tents, and then hella people just having a good ass time. Got wristbands. It's like. You know, some big shit. I ain't never been, but they said it's, like, really like
that. What time of the year is that? Like, in the springtime?
It sounds like it would have to be. It's like the Kentucky Derby of Texas, sounds like.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a good time.
Oh, yeah. And if you ain't never been to Kentucky Derby, I'm a well-traveled nigga. I would suggest
going to I'm a well-traveled nigga.
I'm saying, though. Like, I lived in... Shout out to my Kentucky niggas, too, though. Like, the Derby, fly-ass salmon shirts and shit, polka-dot pants, slacks.
Polka-dot pants.
With the fedora. Yeah, I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Hit him like that, put the Kermit, finger around that thing.
Kermit the Frog green, motherfucker. You fly, like.
Yeah, I had planned to go to the Kentucky Derby one year, and it never happened. I don't remember what happened, but... Something happened and I wasn't able to go.
It's so crazy you say that. I don't talk about it much, but I don't ride horses because I had a traumatic event. Like growing up in Compton, I grew up in a park called Richland Farms, and it was like my mom and them like grew up with like long, narrow properties where they like my grandmother and my grandfather had like chickens, goats, horses. We had dogs. They had all that stuff back there. So I was like, she was a dirt foot child, like in the backyard, pulling carrots out the ground, squirting water. So growing up, I was one of the youngest of my cousins, and I rode a horse for the first time when I was like 8, 9. I fell off of it, but before I fell off, like I was like kind of launched forward because he stopped to take a piss. Then it came back, and the nigga flipped over, and like you know his hoof landed next to my face. I don't ride horses, like so I fuck with the derby, but you ain't gonna catch me on no horse. I ain't no horse.
I never rode a horse before. I want to do that.
Yeah, they say like that's some real cool. Let's go horseback riding. Fuck that.
I'm so sorry my lip gloss didn't bust it.
This ain't the Legend of Zorro. Like,
not the Legend of Zorro though. What the
fuck is wrong with niggas? I ain't on that.
Do it hurt your crotch area though?
I mean, it was such a long time ago. I don't even remember that vividly, but I remember galloping. Yeah, like it was like. It was a real horse. Like you thought that was funny.
That motherfucker was galloping. It was a clunk.
But it was like in a little dirt ring, like little. It was cool. But he was a pretty horse, though. I forgot the name of the horse. But,
I like black horses.
For real.
Black ass horses.
I would love to learn.
Shiny ass horses.
Type shit.
All right, let's get to the fun stuff. You ready?
We was right. Listening to some bangers earlier. If y'all caught us before we had the bangers. I was like, girl with the tattoo. Like, we had it. I'm busting here. By the way, Miguel, if you ever listen to this, you owe us that full song, nigga.
But for real, though.
We still waiting on that song.
Like, that's such a song that's like, how, okay, so y'all know that I want to have my dungeon, my sex dungeon. So, Every time I said that I'm gonna have it, then when you open up my door to it, it was supposed to be sex room, Ludacris, right?
Welcome to my sex. That's for all you niggas that don't know it. When your
body, that's for all you niggas who don't know it. Yeah. But yeah, and then that was like on my top five song. It was like, what is the song? But you remember I told you that I could never figure out what the song was, and I listened to Miguel all the time, and it was just like, I guess I always skipped that song. But I used to be like, what is that song? That song, that's crazy. Definitely one that will open up the door and turn the music off.
That was on Battle of the Sexes. That's my long yeah, he already know. My voice don't get that high, but I wish I could.
You could do it. That's good.
Yeah, hello. You like that, didn't you? Hello. Yeah, I was testing you. I was just testing you.
Yeah, okay. It's gonna sound better like in a bathroom.
Yeah.
So
when I'm in the shower, I hit every note. You know what it is? It's the moisture in the air.
I guess so. Like that steam.
Yeah.
And like, cause sometimes when I be driving on the car and I be singing to the top of my lungs, I always end up coughing.
Yeah, like.
Cause I think it's dry air. It's dry, so you might air, be okay with that. I'm like the steam.
When I be in the shower, I be letting the water just run from my head. Like I be hitting every note, ad libs. I be beating on the side of the wall. Like. Yeah. Crazy though, real sentimental. You know, you catch a vibe. Someday it may be sentimental. Someday you may be hype and shit. You may want to listen to some gangster shit or something. Like, I don't know what you want to do. Oh, it might be oldies.
Nah, I don't know what you want to do.
It might be
though.
Oldies. Like one day I was playing the Gap Band in there.
Hey,
outstanding. Man. What you ain't want to? No.
Girl, you knock me a girl.
See, if I get that note right there, it'll be over. I would have been that nigga on your locker like, hollering at you. You would have never wanted me to be the singer in church school. I would have got every girl. Like, that's how I would have been on the locker.
You'd have pulled tight like, with some game.
Yeah, but I would have kept it player. Like, I would have never, like, did it, like, in the middle of everything. It would have been some shit like, oh, yeah, we was kicking with Logan. Like, girl, he ain't fucking with you till he sang for you. Like, sing for me. And it's like, it ain't about, oh, my God, it's so
funny. I used to go to, this is random, but I used to go I used to go to school with a guy, and he was, like, surprisingly, like, one of the, I guess it was surprisingly, because he was attractive, but he wasn't, like, somebody I'd be, like, everybody should, like, or expect that everybody would like.
Yeah, it was like.
But this nigga had a wall. With all the girls signed a wall before they left his house.
That was like
player.
A collection. Like
so. It was like Future. Yeah. My collection.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all a guilty pleasure of myself. I've kept a pair of drawers from every girl that I've had sex with.
Are you kidding me?
Like, I like from like the main place, not like no road trips or like some shit that will just kick you all the time. I have a pair of their drawers. Like, it's in a panty bag. We used to collect them. At first, it was a joke. Shout out to the Q's. It was a joke for all of us to have, but it was like I actually started collecting them. I still got it somewhere in my life.
Okay, wait a minute.
It's real though.
Okay, I got a question. Now, is this the panties that was taken off in the act, or is this the panties that you discovered over time? Oh,
no,
okay.
A lot of girls
go
like,
ahead, Rakia, what you got to say?
No, I'm just in the act, like you just kept those.
Like, I mean, like it would be like some shit like where you about to get dressed and something. Where my drawers at? I don't know. Oh God! I don't even know.
They helped her look for the panties. Panties in your panty bag the whole time.
At the same time, some girls knew that was like a little something I like to do, so they would like every now and then give me like hey, you can keep these. I'm like, all right. But you had to be the worthy person for that. Like, I wasn't like out here on no Super Mac Daddy Player of the Year Dolomite shit, but I'm saying like that happened. It's somewhere.
Okay, first of all.
Oh my God, these are so critical.
Ugh. Wait, no, because I want to know, like, they come over.
It don't matter whether it's the first interaction or they're like, eventually they're like, I get it. It's like, you remember Shao Song from Mortal Kombat? Your soul is mine. Like, on some, like, Mortal Kombat type shit. Like, okay.
All right. Yeah. But yeah, because I'm like, okay, I can see if, like, you was messing with a female,
I'm not just stealing girls' drawers, though.
Wait one second. Let me put these in my bag before I go. Before we go any further, I need to know that these is mine.
I'm not putting the panties to the side. Like, I'll just be like, it's been some shit that I remember. And then if it curl up in my blanket, sometimes she may forget. The dick may have been too good that day. Like, so you're like, oh, you forgot. Then it's just, they mine now.
Wow, that's crazy. I used to take guys' boxers and t-shirts.
Yeah, so I'm not really wrong. I'm not wrong here, so.
Let me tell you something. Scratch that, because I only did that a couple times. I'm going to tell you what I really collected. Durags.
That's so foul.
I took every... When I tell you, I had a drawer, and no bullshit, no cap at all. Like big facts, no lies. I had a durag for every person that ever came across me and chilled with me.
But let me explain to you.
And I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, taking draws is like you would expect a young lady to have an ample amount of pair of draws.
I wasn't fucking at this time.
Yeah, but no, it wouldn't even matter if it was like, I'm just saying something that you got from them. A durag, that's like me taking your headscarf. You ain't got a grip of headscarves. Like, how many headscarves you got for real? Like, enough
to form one. I only got one headscarf.
That's my thing. Nigga, take your headscarf. It's a nigga dude. He may have a couple dudes, but nigga, you took the nigga. That may have been his favorite dude. You probably got a couple niggas. Like, a couple niggas been wondering, like, damn, what happened to that durag?
They know I had it because I would tell them later on, like, I got your durag. You left your durag in my house. Or something like that.
They just love you, shit.
But
I would have been like, I need mine.
But I wasn't having sex then. I didn't lose my virginity.
It had nothing to do with
April
sex.
August 16th. And I think I was 17 or 18.
August 16th, what? What year?
I was 17 or 18. I don't know. I'm 28 right now. Yeah. But.
I swear you don't look 28. That's the thing about it.
Hey, man. What you trying to say?
Young, man.
I'm a young man. Hey, that smile on your face.
Here she go. Makes me. That's crazy she remember that. It's sad. I don't remember when I lost.
Most men do not. I don't remember that. But I remember because I planned it.
Oh, you was one of them. One of them pretty wings.
No. That wasn't that. I woke up and I told my best friend, I'm going to fuck today. And I did it.
Oh, that's gangster, though. I fuck with that. I like where your mind was at. I know.
Because everybody was doing it, and I was like, what's the hype? Like, everybody's just doing it. And first of all, I was super freaky. And, you know, guys be thinking that just when they hit puberty, dick is hard all the time. Nigga, I was, like, hunching on stuff. Like, I was like, what the fuck is going on with me? Something is wrong.
Yeah,
and I knew I was going to be a motherfucking nympho somewhere. I know that now. But back then, I was like, damn, what's wrong with me? And then my best friend, she used to be talking about it because I was with her when she so-called lost her virginity. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, I'm going to do it. And then I was like, what it feel like? I was like, what it feel like? And she was like, it hurted a little bit. It was, you know, whatever. And I was like, I'm going to do it. I don't know when, but I'm going to do it. So I was talking to this guy. Shout out to Corey. He be listening. He just got out of jail 7 years. That's my dog. But... I was talking to him, and he always used to be saying that I was teasing him, and he would only mess with my titties, because I would only let him mess with my titties. He will never do nothing else to me.
Shout out to Cuz, persistence.
Right. And he finally got it, right? But that was the only guy that I like really liked to actually care for. I was with him every day.
I mean, that's good.
So then I was like, I woke up, and I called Mandy, and I said, I'm going to do it. And she said, you going to do what? And I said, I'm going to do it.
And she was like, niggas didn't say,
you gonna do it? And I said, yeah, I'm gonna do it. And she said, to who? Corey? I said, yeah, I'm gonna do it to Corey. And she was like, okay. She was like, you scared? And I'm like, no, I'm just gonna do it. Like, I had to get the fear out of my head, because ultimately we didn't already then. Dry humped and everything else under the sun. Oh, I mean, we wasn't sucking dick and eating vagina, because that never got that far. I only let them go up here in the breast area. That was it.
The hell out of some titties.
Yeah, that was it. And I think that might have been why I don't feel nothing right now, because that nigga might have sucked the fucking filling out of my shit.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Any horny nigga know, like, if you try to get anywhere close to the girl, she let you right. You, wherever she let you, you gonna be sucking and kissing so much, licking hard.
Here, suck this elbow. Lick my finger. You know, the finger gonna be off.
He doing whatever. He leaking in his pants, trying to get in your drawers. Like, oh my god, come on. Why you playing? You swear you play too much.
Oh my god. But for real though, And then I had called him and I told him to come over, and he didn't know. He thought I was just bullshitting. And he was just like, "You always teasing me. You always teasing me." I'm like, "Nah, like, come on." He's like, "Hold on. You want me to go further for real?" I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "You better hurry up before I change my mind."
We respect your consent, young man. We respect that.
And he was just like, "You playing?" Like, he couldn't believe this shit, because we've been doing this whole titty sucking thing for about like for like 2 years.
Oh my god, you boy! I would have fired off the shit like, "Hey, Shirley, look, you gotta stop playing." Like,
I met him when I was like 15 years old.
Okay, yeah, but still, oh, 2 years. Hey, bro, you know every inch of her nipple. I know you do.
Dog. And then I was like, "I'm gonna just go ahead." I'm like, "You better hurry up before I change my mind." That nigga took everything off.
So what was you wearing that day?
I don't remember. I think I always used to wear these blue pajama pants and just a t-shirt.
What kind of shoes you had on, nigga? Flip flops, slides.
I was in the house. So
I remember the day. I wouldn't remember what I wore. Like, I remember, I ain't gonna get too deep, but like, some of the best punani I ever had, I remember everything about it. I was very descriptive. Like, I know everything. I remember what I was wearing, what time it was, where I just left. Like, if it was that good, it goes like, it's like bookmarking a tweet. Like, it's like, I'm keeping that. I want to remember that moment.
That's nice.
I mean, you don't know your best sexual encounters? Like,
all I'm saying is, no. Shit, I'm not even gonna lie. I don't know what I was wearing in my best sexual encounters. I have no idea. I wasn't thinking about that shit. I was fucking.
Pajama pants, though. Yeah.
I remember those because those were my favorite pajama pants. I used to have them all the time. They were silk.
Where they at?
And my ex Phil know about these pajama pants, too.
Where they at?
Because I always wear them fucking pajama pants. Yeah, probably. I had to throw them away because I wore them so much. They had holes in them.
Probably because he know about them damn pajama pants because he clawed through them motherfuckers. He know the fabric of the waistband. He wore that one part of that waistband out trying to get in the motherfucking drawers. He like, every time. Yeah. Like, but I know this fat. I know this part, nigga. I know.
But no, that was, I mean, I just went on and did it. And I did it. And I was like, this is it.
Damn.
It wasn't no offense towards him at all.
Oh, you just was thought girls.
It just that sex. I thought it was just like, okay, whatever. Like, it wasn't like I came my first time. I don't think nobody. Do people come their first time having sex?
No, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just doing it. Just
pump. You ain't even know what feeling was coming across you because you never felt it before.
Yeah, and it's way worse for niggas because once your homeboys start losing their virginity, it's kind of like, it's a certain amount of peer pressure because it's manly thing. It's just like that. You know, me and so-and-so did it, or we be doing it. It's like, damn, you want to join in with the homies. You want to join in with the conversation, but you the only nigga. But that's why some niggas, they wouldn't tell their boys until like it really happened. You would just suspect it happened. Like, you know, I ain't going to tell much about how I lost my virginity. I don't really like talking about it. But it's like, you know, when you having sex actively as a young, you kind of press it to your homeboys. Like, yeah, nigga. Hey, niggas be brutal, like they just king dingling when they're around each other. Like, yeah, I need my dick sucked. Like, niggas say some wild shit. Like he's so out of beastie with it, not knowing he gonna be in that room. Like, you gonna give me some head. Like, he pulling his dick out of the other side. Like, he trying to poke her with it. She's like, nah. Like, but nigga be around a homie, I'd be like, yeah, nigga, you see, I'm propped up and shit.
Chest out,
top me. I had my hand, you know, girls really wasn't at that time. Didn't want you having your hand all on her hair and shit like that.
I still don't like people touching my head.
So the nigga tell the story like that, but he really in the driver's seat, stiff legged the shit about the nut. No, it damn well she be crippling his ass.
Like, you gotta keep your masculinity.
Yeah, like, you be like, try to talk.
Like, when you first start, I know motherfuckers be beefed up. Like, nah, nigga, she ain't. Mm-hmm. But now, when you get older, you like, I don't give a fuck. Make my toes curl. Make me scream,
oh,
bitch.
God. You gotta really appreciate a girl that really can pleasure you. For you be, a nigga be like, a certain nigga, he'll be looking, he'll really appreciate, like, God, like, you just a little demon. I love you.
I love you.
Like, you nasty as shit. Like,
so I had heard that. I heard it on that on the Breakfast Club with Carlos, Chico Bean, and DC Young Fly. Mm-hmm. They were saying that someone said, I don't know, I can't remember exactly who it was, but they were saying that you use condoms to prevent feelings. Do you think that that's true?
Condoms to prevent feelings.
Yeah.
I am a believer of soul ties now, so it does put a certain type of like different stigma out there. Like, I do believe that, like, but to quote it, like, keep feelings, nah. At the end of the day, once a girl give you some punanis, it's like, at some point, especially if you hitting it right, it's gonna be some emotions invested eventually, whether it be on your end or her end. It's gonna happen. Something gonna happen. Nothing good lasts forever. You don't see many, like, just fuck around relationships, just like shit, like, just last long. It's not gonna happen like that.
Hold on, I'm gonna have to disagree, but also, so you don't think you can have a soul tie with somebody when you use a condom?
No, I'm saying I think you can. My point is, like, I wouldn't quote it like that. They talking like if you hit a girl out, like, it's different. Of course it's gonna be different because she's protecting you with her peace and her health. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you fucking at all. Like, a girl is willing to be vulnerable enough to open up her legs to you. It's gonna be something gonna be there regardless. So that's not really 100% correct. It's just two levels to it. It's like, it's just two different levels. How would you say?
Because, like, I guess my thing is, like, dudes complain about wearing condoms during sex. They make it seem like you can't feel nothing. Like, it's not that enjoyable. But it's like, well, why you fucking if you can't feel nothing with a condom on? Maybe you shouldn't be fucking if you can't feel nothing.
I'll say.
So I know there's more parts to intimacy, for sure. The start, finish, you might have. And then also, if you go give a bitch head, then you might as well. Fuck raw. Yeah.
Really, though, like, when you say that, in that essence, too, but, you know, you got to respect everybody's wishes. Whoever wants to do it, however they want to do it, is. But niggas that complain, in a sense, I mean, I will say that because the feelings, like, you females have a specific, like, organ on their body. You have a clitoris that is strictly for pleasure. They don't really have that, per se, so it's kind of like
not an organ.
Like, their dick is they actual dick is, like, that's the sensitive part. Like, that's the sensitivity, not just a specific piece of it. Like, it's different. Like, I'll be saying all the time, like, a nigga, the 8 seconds that he nut, best feelings of his life, but he be donezo after it. Even if he bounced back, it's not like even. It's sometimes you might run across that rare unicorn pussy that keep you there, but you know. All right, here we go. Anyways. Queen wet in the building. Anyways,
well, point being, well, when you say that, y'all I'm gonna have to agree.
Y'all stupid as hell. Anyways, point being, like, a female, she cannot, like, it, depending on what the nigga get done and what she helps even bring to the table, she can get her as many as she could. Or, like,
if we went for a decent round and then you come in and you can't do anything else, then I appreciate that. That's cool.
Oh, no. Because
I milked your whole, your soul,
like,
is gone.
Pleasure, like,
you're done.
Pleasers will say
go
that.
Go to sleep.
I ain't never really been a one round nigga. I'm a guarantee, like, at this age, between 25, you're going to get 2, and I could give you 3, but this third one's going to be like, wait, I'm not going to bust, so I'm just going to fuck you till I'm just tired. Sorry, I'm cool. I'm not going to get that third one unless you got, well, I ain't going to say no names, but the best little punani I've ever had in my life came out of Cleveland, Ohio. Guaranteed.
It wasn't me. Disclaimer, it wasn't me that he got the best punani from, okay? It was a bitch from up the way. It was a bitch from up the way. Up there, by Buckeye, to be exact. No, let me stop. Yeah, no. But know your business.
We don't know.
But because I had a conversation with someone and I was just like, y'all be sitting here talking about condoms and stuff, but also, like, dudes don't really find the right condoms for them. They just go and just get a condom and, you know, whatever. But, like, the real sexual motherfuckers who know their body and then know women too, they go get, like, how they had them.
I had the lambskin joints.
What's them
the
real organic, thin ones?
Skin.
Skin something?
Yeah.
And then
you got
the
Trojan
ones,
got one too. Okay. But then you got skin. That's lambskin, though. I used to mess with this girl. She was like 30 plus. Shout out to her. She was a real herbal woman. She didn't use tampon. She did that herbal diffuse, that Yanni stuff. And she really took care of her body well for who she was. So it was real cool because she was educating me on certain things. And she was the person that, like, got me hip to it was like some organic, like, lambskin type shit. And when it pulled out, it looked like it's like a used rubber, but it's just really rolled up in whatever type of natural, whatever it is in. And that girl used to teach me a thing or two back. Oh, my God. I ain't
not
gonna lie.
A thing or two.
Like, when you messing with an older woman, you got to appreciate it, too, especially. I mean, I appreciate all the older women I've messed with because they knew what they wanted. They knew what they wanted. They was going
to get it. By that time, older women at this point, it's like, please me or leave me the fuck alone.
Exactly.
And so we need to figure out a way and an avenue to where we can both be pleased because I'm not about to keep on wasting. Because that's how I used to be feeling. Or that's how I feel now, actually. Like, I feel like I'm wasting juices.
Wasting juices on niggas?
Yeah, like, girl. I could be messing with my own damn juices. I ain't got to waste them. You feel me?
Just to make you feel great. More, tell the people more. What do you mean by, like, you waste your own juices?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, of course, women don't necessarily... I mean, men don't need that either. They just want it. Like, we want to have the body-to-body contact, but we can do everything by ourselves.
Quick,
like,
question, Rakia. Can your nigga have a pocket pussy? Yeah, I'm on the spot. Go, you gotta answer. Like, would you allow it? Would you allow it?
I wouldn't necessarily be opposed.
Okay. But I be wondering how they clean them shits out though. Like,
it's probably the same. It ain't nothing but a hole.
But I'm saying, like, nigga just nut all. It's just like a little. Just
I mean, most times I think I can't remember if the pocket P word is closed at the end. Is it closed at the end?
I don't know. I don't have a pocket pussy.
Because if it shoot, if you nut in it, shoot out the back.
But it's not just an open hole where you just and then.
No.
Like, I'm not like a, I'm not, it's nobody's business, but I ain't a shooter. I'm more of like a globber, like,
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait, what? that's that thick, throat. Please don't touch the back of my throat. You said globber.
Yeah, not like, no, like, I get one little spunk out, like, ugh, and then the rest just ooze out, like you pushing the end of a donut. Just, like,
Not pushing the end of a donut. Have you ever threw up or been too drunk and was trying to get somebody head and then, like, fucked up or fell asleep in between the bitch legs? That happened to me before.
I've never done that. Like, I don't think I've done nothing like that because I know when I get too drunk. Like, I'm very good about my environment. I like to get loaded, but at the same time, I know when I get too drunk and I exit out of situations like that. Like, I'm not a nigga that's gonna puke and then try to be all up in a girl.
But what about, have you ever fell asleep?
In some coochie?
Yeah.
Like, eating it or you, like, laying it? Like,
both.
I'm laying in some.
Not after you nutted, though. Not after you nutted.
No, I never did no shit like that. Because I don't know. I take pride in my sexual encounters. I'm not about to be out here giving a Luke dick out here like that. It's not my body.
You said no BDRs or no BDRs. Bad dick report. BDRs.
Reports. Okay. All that.
Reports. Uh-huh. Okay. I had somebody who was really drunk one time. But that we had done it a couple times. But he came over, like, he talked all this shit before he got there. You know, motherfuckers love to talk shit.
I'm about to make you ride the baloney pony. He was in there talking. He was in there talking greasy to you. Like,
not the baloney pony, though. But basically, he was just, like, geeking me up, like, you know. But it's something, like, we talk like that all the time. So it was just, like, it went like a whole.
You know, yeah, motherfuckers just talk nasty. God. Yeah,
just nasty. And then that nigga got there. I'm like, you drunk as hell. I still wanna do it. I'm like, alright.
That's why he's talking like that. You ever
nigga
you ever
get catch down there?
Everybody sent out that drunk nasty text to somebody. He said some other shit like, boy, just some wild ass shit. Like,
nigga went down there and went to sleep.
Yeah, every girl, she gets that wine in her, she get a little day party. Little day party something. It's like 7 o'clock with that dick, dude. Like, she get wild. Like, what's going on? But most niggas be with it too. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, he definitely he took a break. Like, all right, I'm all into it and shit. Nigga had my legs through his elbows and hands and shit. Hold. Then that nigga just crossed the bitches up.
Saved it for later. My nigga put it away. Like, I'm about to say this for later.
Was all into it, doing this thing, crossed his fucking arms, laid on that motherfucker, like, all right.
You gotta love a nigga
that's
like that.
That's it.
He said, I came to top you up.
Half his body off the bed. Like, man, bring your little ass over here, man. Just come on up.
And they probably had his clothes on. He had full clothes on.
Full clothes on. Never took them bitches off. He was just ready. He came straight through the door with the shit.
Even off, nigga.
Like, this is it. I'm here, bitch. And I told you what I was gonna do.
His whole face numb, though. He loaded. Like, you know, really, when they get drunk, like, he don't feel shit. He can't breathe.
He don't give a fuck. I think that shit caught up to him. He was just like, all right, night-night, bitch. Night-night.
Night-night.
He probably forgot what the fuck he was doing. He was so fucked up. Woke up,
face just pussy juice crusted up all on his face. What happened last night?
Nah, he apologized in the morning like, I'm sorry, man. I was fucked up. I was faded. I'm like, you fine.
Yeah, you really wasn't mad. Like.
I knew he was fucked up. I told you before you walked in the door. I said, boy, you drunk as hell. Nigga come in there and go to sleep right on me.
That's how you know a girl fuck with you. She's like, boy, I thought you said you was about to come in here. Like, you know, girls be up at night for their dick appointments too and they know some shit gonna pop fly. And you just kind of like, boy, you just came here and tied me up and passed out. That's the same thing with girls, though. You get a girl real right. You get home, drive home from the club, wherever y'all going, she... she gone. Like, she sleep.
Then went to sleep. I'm tired. Hey, bro,
wake up. He like, wake up. We got to go in the house. You in the house. You eat. She... like, nah, baby, you said you was going.
But for real, though. Like, so you not going to do that thing that you said you was going to do before we got?
Exactly.
No?
And he always... He gonna
you
asking,
really that sleep, though? Exactly. You really...
They going to the bathroom.
Get the pumping a bitch like a bear?
Baby.
Is you really sleep?
Yeah, like, all right. Just touch it. Just
open your mouth, then. Okay. Goddamn.
See, I ain't that nigga. Though. I ain't that nigga. Like, I feel like I've done too much. If my knees is up on the top, I got my dicky in face. Like, come on, just
that, nigga. That's damn near rape. Like, I'm sleep.
Yeah, it is. You rub across the little. Like, with the. And then you went back, come on, boo.
Like, please open, just open. Don't clench your teeth. Don't clench your teeth.
Don't let her wake
do
up
you
and get mad.
Do you grind your teeth in your sleep? Because yeah, this is not a good idea.
Yeah, don't let her get up and get mad. Boy, go to sleep. Get off me like, damn. Now he blew it completely. He mad because she's like, bro, I'm trying to go to sleep. I'm loaded. He mad as shit, dick hard. Y'all wake up in the morning. He got a little slight attitude. Like, but you was just drunk, bro.
Okay, it's game time. You ready?
It's game time. I think you said that earlier. All right, I'm locked in. What's up?
Talking about said that earlier. What you talking about?
Yeah, I could have sworn you was like, you
name
ready?
Name five
like,
cleaning products.
Five cleaning products. Lysol, Mr. Clean, Fabuloso.
You too slow. It's 5 seconds. You fucked up.
Damn, nigga. You okay.
5 on 5. You ready?
5 on 5.
Yeah, you got to name 5 in 5 seconds. You ready?
That's 5 seconds is hard to really get 5. Like, can I get 10?
You better do what you got to do. You ready?
What's up?
That means one every second.
Let's get it.
Are you going to try to clean the products one again?
I just did.
Nope, never mind. You ain't even do it. You did like a fucking 4 and then you stopped.
Mr. Clean, Fabuloso.
First of all, okay. Mr. Clean is what? What's Mr. Clean? Scrubbing bubbles?
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, is it the same thing?
No, scrubbing bubbles is 2 different things.
Mr. Clean is a dishwasher man, right?
Yeah.
He don't clean nothing else but dishes?
No, I thought he did toilets.
You said clean is why he do toilets too. He all them places, Lysol got everything. Like, nigga, Gang got soap. Gang got don't just got laundry detergent. They got...
All right, name 5 tissue brands.
Kleenex.
1, 2, 3.
Shit. American Standard. They actually have some too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like. That's tissue. Man, fuck y'all niggas, bro. What the fuck?
Like, you Angel Soft, Charmin, nigga. Bounty out this bitch.
Oh, niggas made it seem so easy, though. Okay.
Are you ready? I got
name
one more.
Name 5 boxes of cereal right now. 5 seconds, go. 1.
The Sugar 2, Babies, Captain Crunch, 3, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, 4, Frosted Flakes, 5, and Trix. Boom.
You was off. They got 5 seconds. No, you see, I got it. The second shit, right?
I got it. Nope, I got it in 5. That's it.
The ref.
Are you ready? This one you should get. Dang. 5 NBA players. 1.
Kobe Bryant.
Respect. All right, but you still suck, though.
Nah. Kobe Bryant.
That ain't the only NBA player, man. But I'll take it, though. Okay, rest in peace to Black Mamba.
The Black Mamba. Lord of
Wayne. All right, what about this
Lord
one,
Lord of
though?
The Rings. Vino.
What about this? What about this one?
Hold on. This is a dedication moment. Okay. I'm talking Mr. 81.
Yeah.
Like that guy.
Right.
Shouldn't have won MVP in 06 and 07.
Basically.
Just let y'all know off tops.
Yeah, whole ass niggas.
The greatest.
Of all. What? You ain't gonna say time at the end?
Time, okay. Time. Which we running out of. Come on. Let's go to the next one.
All right. You ready? 5 things you dislike. 1.
Smackers.
2, 3,
fake people.
4.
Deltas.
5. Watch your motherfucking mouth. I mean, your mother flicking. I didn't turn Delta, but sorry. Let me take that back. I don't cuss. Delta's all cuss. We don't do that. You know what I'm saying? With all due respect.
Nah, niggas want to be classy.
See, because you exposed me. They don't know that.
All right, yeah, they ain't none of their business. They know, anyway.
But they don't
this
know.
This ain't Delta business.
Well, technically, it's always Delta business. Delta business never leaves. All
right, well, whatever, my nigga. We ain't on that. Let's what's next? What's next? What's on that?
All right, so you ready? You ready for this next one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Why your hair connect from the back?
Quarantine rough, nigga. Why your hair connect
from the back of you to the front of you?
Because I got a beard. It's better than you baby face niggas. Y'all be fucking with niggas with patchy
ass faces. Man's beard started from the front. The only thing that don't get hair on it is the ear.
I'm saying, though.
So just like, imagine, it's almost like I can peel this from the back and take it off from the front.
I'm about to get my shit braided. That's what I'm about to do.
Your shit is, it's probably real thick though. It probably a lock real nice too. You ever thought about getting locks?
Locks? Nah, not for real. Ain't never been my vibe. I rock a skin tight fade or I grow my hair out, one or the other.
I thought about locking my hair. But since I'm so bald now, ooh, that beginning stage, Lord Jesus. Especially during like a quarantine or something like that, I can't even get my eyebrows out. So I can't even wear my shortcut because my eyebrows ain't done. So that's why I got braids.
I'm guaranteed to get my kids like cornrows every
month. You want kids? How many kids?
I would like three, but at the same time, when you go through birth, like with women, like what they be going through, whatever, she a lot. I would just want more than one. I wouldn't want no single child. Like, I wouldn't want that.
Have you ever had a kid that you had to get rid of?
Nah. I've had some scares, but I ain't never had no, like, to abort no children.
You ever been in love?
Been in love. Young love. Intermediate love, and, like, you know, true love.
Okay, what that mean? Break it down for the people, because I don't know what
you're talking about. Young love is, like, that first dumb shit that you do when you really stepping out there. That intermediate is, like, you know, shit that you grow with. Shit that you grow with. Like, we were speaking about it earlier. We didn't want to get too deep into it, but people, like, just, like, if you was going through a particular set of, unfortunate events with the organization, you had somebody that held you down, like,
you know, so you love somebody for being there for you.
Yeah, for being there for you. And then, you know, then you got like true love around the time where you could find it, like at this age. Like, I felt that too. Like, I still,
you felt true love.
Yeah, because it,
why y'all ain't together?
Who said we not? Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh, nigga. Ooh.
Ooh. Nigga did this. Who said we not together?
Exactly. Just fucking playing with me.
Okay, but yeah, so you got a girlfriend you in love with?
A girlfriend I'm in love with?
I mean, you in love with somebody that you together, y'all together? Sorry, that's the crowd talking.
Why you turn this into the relationship?
I mean, I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, you asking a question.
You in love, nigga, or what?
Am I in love right now?
You said true love, and then you said, who's that?
I mean, yeah, like, nigga, you love somebody. Maybe I'm very particular about that. Like, my mama always raised me not to use, like, words love and hate struggle. So, when I say true love, you love somebody, I'm just saying I've had young love. I had people that was holding me down that I fuck with that I have love for. And then you got people that you actually genuinely love, whether it be, like, through an intimate or, like, family related. Like
those. So, no love. Like,
that's what I just said. Yeah.
So you've never been in love to where you would be with somebody, marry them, like you've seen a future with them person.
Ooh, seeing a future, yes, but getting married, I ain't gonna lie.
You want to get married?
I would like to get married, but the idea of it right now, it's just like the idea of having kids. That's, it's rough. Like, ooh.
Would you want to have two girlfriends and be in like a poly relationship?
Yes, I would. And the reason I think it would work, and I'm just gonna be honest with you, I think it would work best if my girl likes her more than I do. Because that's because you don't want to make it like seem like they both fighting for you. It's more or less like that's what she like. And I like it too. And it's like we all work together with this. Like, and I think it would work for real. Like, a lot of niggas said this shit, but I genuinely think it worked. Because at the same time, she get to empathize with her or on the point of view that a man would see, and then she can do it the other way with her nigga, and then they both can do it, and then it just makes it so much more genuine. When you, as a man, me, I like to watch shit like out, like play out. Like, imagine both your girlfriends just.
Okay, so wait. That'd be hard. So, I did an episode about poly relationships and the types of them, and I got some really good feedback from people who's actually in those type of relationships. Mm-hmm. So this is interesting because the feedback that I got and the people that listened to the show that was, like, not opposed to it, they never mentioned it like that. They never said, like, it'll work if the females are more acquainted than me and the female. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of do think that that might just work out. Like, that might work out. And that's really interesting that you say that, because everybody else was just like thinking on the sexual side of it. It's just like, oh, da da da. But you like touch the base of them actually being empathetic and sympathetic towards each other and things like that, to where it's like,
you know, what's so crazy, I get a lot of that for two reasons. One, behind my watching eye, when I look back at my youth, I was raised around a lot of like pimps and players, people that had multiple women. You think about it, like, I had an uncle, like, really, the thing that my mama used to really like be super cool with. Not saying my mama was no hoe, but that was her cousin. And he was a pimp, and you could just see like the interactions and stuff. And it was always something you grew to understand. And then I was a big Sugar Free fan when I was a kid. Those things work. And then I read a book called Pimp by Iceberg Slim. And I suggest that also, if you can read that. The book's called P-I-M-P, Pimp by Iceberg Slim. Really good book. I mean, it show you how to, I don't know, work the world, as you can say.
Work the world. I thought it was interesting when I was getting the information, because it was like, I asked one of the couples, like, how do you even find these people? Like, and it opened up my mind, and it opened up my knowledge to where there is a community really, really for everything.
It is.
It's a community for everything. Like, if you're looking for that, you're going to find that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how did y'all even find your girlfriend? Like, how did y'all find y'all boyfriend? Like, this is crazy. Did they just say, hey, I know y'all into that shit, or are you into that shit, you know what I'm saying? But also, if you don't ask, you don't really get the information too, though. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of things is pretty rare. But I don't know. Have you ever had a threesome?
Yes. My first threesome was 2016, I want to say. And it was like 4 a.m. before I went on a road trip to West Virginia. It happened with two girls that I'm really cool with. They was best friends, and I found out that they did they one two together. So it was like kind of like it was something that was always plotted. And the girl I was messing with, she went by the name Yvette, and she used to call me Jody. So it was kind of like we was already kinky for real on that bullshit. So I was like, it kind of how I expounded was so random, and never in my life thought it was gonna happen. I thought as a nigga I was always gonna have to orchestrate it, but it was like it was so perfect, and I didn't drop the ball. Like, I did what I needed to do, and everybody was cool. It was just afterwards.
Oh, good. That's nice, because that was my next question.
Oh, no, yeah. It went perfect, because I was loaded, so I was like, I didn't get too excited.
Not off drugs, guys, but, like, you know.
Drunk,
like, kind of high. Those are the two things that we're talking about. We're not talking about loaded. Like, yeah, let's get loaded, man. And then snorting and coking and perking and meffing.
No, we don't do that.
Yeah, we ain't doing that, but okay. Because I always wonder, like, guys always want threesomes and stuff. But
Do you get the double head? That's the only thing I didn't get.
Oh, man, that sucks.
It's the double head.
The double head. Yeah, you watched it. That looks fun. Looks fun. But, like, guys are always talking about these threesomes and stuff, but I don't even be thinking they come with enough dick for all of that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they talking about, oh, yeah, let's have a threesome, but you can only last with one person. So if I get, I'm going to rephrase that. If I do a threesome with someone, I want to know that he got the stamina for the both of us. Yeah. Instead of, if I'm fucking with you and then I know that you only last like 6-7 minutes, I'm not gonna bring somebody else in so that we can be so fighting over the 3 and 3 minutes that we got with you. Like, that's somebody
pussy might be better than the other one.
Yeah, and then somebody gonna get left out, and then it was a waste of time, and then your experience was shitty.
True that.
So it's like you gotta come prepared for that type of stuff, and people don't understand that. They just be so thirsty to do it.
Can I play devil's advocate and be like, what if like y'all pussy is just crazy? Like, what about?
Nah, I mean, that's cool and everything, but I'm gonna need for you to like
be prepared.
Prepared. Get that first nut out. Whack that meat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Get that shit out so that you can go the second round or maybe a three.
Y'all believe like a nigga beat off before sex? It was ruined. If you got that type of sex appeal or whatever, like makes him tick, he gonna get off. Like, I remember the certain things I used to like.
But is he gonna get off fast? Is the question. You know how like they say that guys get that first one out when they know that a female about to come over that night or something like that, so that they can have more stamina.
I've never been that nigga. Honestly, I like to roll the dice, because I pleasure my orgasm. Like, you know, you can beat your dick,
and get a your quick little all right, you feel that, all right, that was cool, whatever you was watching, however you did it. But ain't nothing like no pussy though at the end of the day. So, like, if I know I'm getting some ass, I'm not beating my dick that day. I know what's up. Like, I just gotta perform, nigga. That's what it gotta be. I gotta perform.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, if y'all go ask for it, if somebody is down to actually do it, I'm going to need for y'all to come with enough dick and enough stamina. Sorry, that's the crown talking. To, like, actually please us both. Why you going to show the bottom, though? Like, we alcoholics. They thought, nigga, just it's Saturday. It's game, Saturday. Nigga. We ain't got nothing else to do.
Just in case you thought it was a game, nigga. It's not.
And they know I don't lie on this show. Okay. Yeah,
this ain't that.
This, you know, that's why it's called Big Facts. Don't even trip. If I say I've been drinking, they know I've been drinking. I ain't trying to blame it on that thing.
Hey, can somebody tell me, hey, I gotta get this myth out of here. Like, when Beyonce said she was like, I've been drinking watermelon, she's been drinking seeds, like she's been like swallowing nut. Like, is that what that means? Or what is watermelon?
I mean, that's what they say. They say that I've been
drinking
watermelon.
She nasty.
It could have been like her favorite wine or something.
No,
like,
you know. Nah, she wasn't.
It could have been. It could have been. But then it's like, what? Hold on, I forgot the song. We gonna have to play that.
I've been drinking.
I've been drinking. It gotta be some liquor.
Because she said I get filthy.
I get filthy. What? Yeah, Rakia know. When she that get liquor filthy. Get into me.
She said she get thinking. Filthy when she been drinking, but then she be like, I've been drinking that watermelon. Like, so basically I've been getting drunk and swallowing nut. Like,
nah. I don't know.
All right, you
because
can
the sequence of the sequence of the song doesn't give off that she's already sucked dick and had to come down her throat.
I'm just saying, you go back.
What y'all think? Let me know what y'all think. Yeah. We coming to the end of Big Facts. I appreciate you for being on the show. I appreciate you. He doesn't have an Instagram, but if you guys want to follow him or something,
follow me on Twitter. SirLogan_21.
SirLogan_21. It will be in the description. And I'm also going to put Rikia's nail situation, her page on here, just in case you guys want to get glammed up, because we don't know how long Corona is going to stick
come
around.
Come get your nails done. And we got that.
Oh, and she sells press-ons. For those who's like, yeah, I ain't got time, but I got time, then we got time for you. So yeah,
we got and the masseuse business coming soon.
He's going to be a masseuse. He's not really trying to give the happy ending. He's trying to be as professional as possible.
Yeah, professional as possible. Unless you like that.
Unless you like that. Y'all down with that? You want me to go further? Put your thumb in it.
If I go there, baby, with you.
That almost sounded a little okay, though.
Yeah, you know? I'm telling you, niggas be sleeping on me for real.
Say bye to the people. We out of here.
Bye. Au revoir.
Y'all have a good night. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned for the next episode of Big Facts, No Lies Allowed. Thank you. Love y'all. Peace out, family.